You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a gorgeous evening in Kansas City, Missouri.
It's going to be loud and rocking.
Tommy! Sensational from Sporting! Tommy Lloyd! Oh, what a goal! His second of the night!
Running it wide for Russell.
Oh, nice.
A 1-2 with Davis.
Polino! Oh, what a goal! What a great football move. Champagne football from Sporting Kansas City there.
We're taking a look at the season so far for Sporting Kansas City. They're currently sitting in ninth place in the Western Conference. They've scored 10 goals at home this season and are unbeaten on the road. And right now we are absolutely delighted to welcome in one of my all-time favorite MLS players and friend of the show, Johnny Russell. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, guys? Thank you for having me again.
Great to see you as always. Congratulations are in order because you and your wife currently, you welcomed another baby, a baby girl, Stevie?
Yeah, just under 2 weeks ago now. So yeah, we're running our own daycare at this point. So it's been good. A lot of change, but it's been fun.
What would you say the biggest difference is going from two kids to three?
It's still early. I'm still pretty much useless at this point. I'm just kind of trying to make sure everything else is done in the house and look after the older two. So I think as time goes on, then I'll start to notice more differences. But it's been good so far.
All right, Johnny, from one of your loves of your family and your kids to Celtic. They're on top of the table in the Scottish Premiership by 3 points over Rangers. And they moved on, obviously, from big Ange Postecoglou and got Brendan Rodgers back in. They're going to play Rangers one more time before the season's up. Before we get into Sporting Kansas City stuff, how are you feeling about Celtic winning the Premiership in Scotland once again?
I feel good now. You know, it's always dicey when they've got a couple of games in hand, but losing one and then and tying the other, I'm a happy man with that. I can't complain. It's back in Celtic hands. The next game is at Celtic Park as well, so it's ours to lose. I don't think we will. I think it'll be another one for us and a little celebration for me.
Johnny, 34 years old. You've been at the club now for a while. It felt like last season probably felt really long, given the struggles, right? You've kind of rode this roller coaster with Sporting Kansas City. What have you learned about the club after coming out of last season on a high? Because I think you really turned it around, and it feels like this season there's a big difference between the two starts.
Yeah, points is the main one. No one would ever have thought that we were going to start last season the way we did. It was not fun to be a part of. It was very difficult at times, but I think everyone here, we spoke internally, and none of us wanted to be part of basically the worst team in MLS history. That was the way it was going at that point. So there was good signs during that sort of 10-game stretch where we knew that if we could just put it all together, turn that around, then we would give ourselves a little bit of a chance. And then it wasn't really till after League's Cup where we kind of had to win pretty much all of our games or we knew that the season was done. So to even go into the last game of the season with a chance of making the playoffs was huge. And then obviously getting the victory at home. And then obviously knocking this weekend's opponents out, first round, no one would have gave us a chance in that. We played, especially the away game, we were exceptional. And then just fell short in the end. But I think that sort of turnaround, that sort of never giving up. I said that last season, I don't think many teams in this league turn that kind of start around the way we did. I don't think many teams are capable of it. And then we've started this season, pretty well. There's been too many points dropped at home for our liking, but it's early. We're playing very well. There's just certain things that we need to tighten up on.
So you're the captain. What were some of those things that you did during that time? Was it, hey, let's go out for a couple of pints, like let's blow off some steam, let's do all these team trips? What were some of those things that you were doing to try and get over the hump, to get people like together, to not lose hope?
Yeah, so after the sort of 10th game on that stretch, we went to the owner's ranch. He's got a ranch like an hour away from here, and it was basically mandatory that every player turned up, and it was just basically let loose. Guys had a few drinks. I mean, I don't really know what that says about our team that turned our season around, but guys had a few drinks. We spoke a lot. There was a lot of things that needed to be said, and I think everyone felt comfortable to say it in that environment. And every single player spoke. We made that a point of, everyone's voice has to be heard, no matter how little you think your role is or how big you think it is, no matter where you see yourself and your standing in the team. Everyone's opinion's valued. We're all trying to do the same thing. And then that was the week leading to the Seattle game where we get our first victory on the road. Such a tough place to go as well. So it wasn't all plain sailing after that, but I think, I'm not just putting it down to obviously us having a drink, but I think the sort of bonding that we'd done on that trip, I think definitely helped us and, made us realise the situation we were in fully and put everything into perspective and ultimately what we had to do to go forward, and we managed to do it.
Impressive. I want to ask about the last match you had, the last home match, obviously playing at Arrowhead must have been absolutely incredible for you. And, Jimmy Conrad mentioned you're a Celtic fan, obviously a massive stadium, always packed, always huge. Feels like there's, a couple hundred thousand Celtic fans in every one of those matches. To get a chance to play in Arrowhead and feel that stadium mostly full, that must have been incredible. Talk to me about that experience.
It was, even when they announced it, me, Daniel and Fonte, we've got season tickets there, so we see it so many times throughout the season as obviously just fans. So to be able to go there, 72,000 for the game was incredible, and I know a lot of those guys were there to see Messi. But when you looked around, it was just blue everywhere as well. So it was, so many people came out to support us. and that was huge. We understand the spectacle why, you know, most people are there, but it was incredible to be a part of it. Obviously, we didn't get the result that, you know, would have capped it all off, but it was such a great moment for, you know, for football here, and hopefully that maybe there's new fans. You know, it's just going to be good for the game here, I think, and it just shows that, you know, what this city's capable of. I'll go back to it was just such a incredible experience, getting to see those guys up close as well. It was a really good night.
Johnny, I was at that game, and I wasn't there to see Leo Messi. I was there to see Johnny effing Russell, baby, and you got your first minutes coming back from your injury, so I'm happy for that. Now,
what's his nickname again?
It starts with an F and ends
Johnny
with an ing.
Russell.
Oh, he got the buzzer.
So we got St. Louis this weekend, and I say we. I played for the club for 8 years, so I'm excited to see how we perform against our new biggest rival in St. Louis. We let them get the best of us in the regular season last year, but in the playoffs, we slapped them around for two legs. How do you expect this one to play out?
Very similar to how the games were last year. The away games there, I feel like we played well, we started well, and then, you know, I think St. Louis last year, credit to them, just caught everyone by surprise with the way they played, the way they pressed. Very, very difficult team to play against. Like you said, they had the upper hand during the season, gave us, you know, a couple of pretty heavy defeats, and then we returned the favour in the playoffs. So
love it.
It's going to be difficult. You know, I've spoke about the rivalry a lot. For me, there has to be history there to sort of create that, but. You know, I think everyone's seen in just a year in the league, the way both sets of fans have taken it, the way the players have taken it as well, that this is the start of something that's going to go on for years.
Yeah, Bradley Carnell, last year when we had him on last season, he said that he absolutely, Sporting Kansas City was their biggest rival, like hands down. Because I'm from Chicago and there's that Chicago-St. Louis rival. And
yeah,
he was like, nah,
I just don't feel it.
Nah, it's Sporting Kansas City. All right, before we let you go, Johnny, I have a hypothetical for you. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Mm. Let's say you and your wife have this big date night planned and your babysitter cancels. Would you allow Daniel Shalloway to watch your children? Would you trust him with that responsibility?
Only if they're already in bed. No, Daniel's been good. He's, to me and Fonte, Tim's kids, he's a fun uncle. He's the one that can come get them riled up, get them all hyper, and then he leaves and leaves us to deal with it. So the kids all love him, so I would definitely trust them.
Aw, that's good to hear. I can see him being the Funkle, you know?
Yeah.
He's got
Well, don't you
vibes.
Play a lot of pranks on him? Don't you think he'd prank you back?
No, the pranks have stopped. Honestly, I'm running out of ideas.
He's got three kids now. He doesn't have time for pranks.
No.
Too old. put a dirty diaper in his locker.
The Busio one cost me too much money.
Exactly. That was an all-timer, Johnny. I think you can retire after that one. Always so great to catch up with you. Best of luck this weekend, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Johnny.
Join us, Johnny.
No, thank you, guys. Good to see you.
All the best.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.